102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So.
This is the Extra Hot Grape Podcast, episode 622 for the week of July 6, 2026. I am my wife, my kids, my career, and my horse, David T. Cole, and I'm here with Charmin Squeezer, Sarah D. Bunting.
Kick rocks, Whipple.
And pee pad enthusiast, Tara Ariano.
I'm going right now.
Welcome back to Extra Hot Grape for another week. We are thrilled that you are here for the second iteration of our commercial pitchman draft, which I cannot believe that it was 6 years since we last did this. Wow, almost.
Wait, what? I thought it was last year.
No. It was in Extra Hot Grape 98, Dave.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, 98. So that was the tail end of 2020. I have asked the panelists to choose one spokesperson from each of the following categories: fast food, regular / other food, insurance, home, which is like decor, cleaning, blah, 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 away, which is travel, come to Lebanon, come stay with friends, soft drinks, hard drinks, cars, and drugs / drugstore. The other parameters are that we could only use real commercials, not parodies or SNL. Voiceover work was eligible. I'm going to keep track of everyone's lists. We're going to put them up for a vote. And whoever wins can get a steel meal or just smugness. So I believe that we are prepared to proceed. Picky needs to decide who's going first, but this being a draft, whoever starts goes last in the next round. I will keep track of all of that as we go along. Are we ready to pick a murderer's row of commercial pitchmen once again?
Yes.
Hit it, Picky.
We will start with Tara.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's right.
We will start with Tara.
Yay!
Just only because you're running this one, Sarah. No other reason.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tara, get us started. Who is your fast food pitchman pick?
I'm so glad I got to go first on this one, because this is one where I really think I may have matched one or both of you, but it's going to be Ving Rhames for Arby's. We have the meats.
Oh, excellent choice.
Bless that man. Bless his resonant voice. Bless him for making Arby's seem maybe palatable. I don't think I've ever eaten Arby's in my entire life, but I still have.
We have the meat.
Thank you. I have positive associations with it only based on his performances in that series of commercials. And I hope he's making serious bank because he deserves it.
He does. I will go next. It's always time for this, frankly. Dave, clip one, please.
Time to make the donuts. Dunkin' Donuts are always fresh.
I made the donuts.
We make them at least twice every day.
Time to make the donuts.
Not a few kinds, like supermarkets.
Hey, donuts. Time to make the donuts.
But up to 52 varieties.
The donuts. Time to make the donuts. I made the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, up to 52 varieties, fresh day and night. No supermarket can say that.
Aside from the sense that America's taste for a supermarket donut versus just going to a local bakery was perhaps oversubscribed by this campaign, no other notes for Fred the Baker, who was played by Michael Vale for 16 years, starting in 1981. In this particular Time to Make the Donut spot, it's the one where he's coming and going so often that he runs into himself at his own front door. Apparently, he's also wearing his apron and little paper hat at home. Okay, so maybe I do have a couple notes, but
part of the role play.
I mean, I don't know what Mrs. Fred is into, and
donut
it's none of my business. But that time to make the donuts entered the lexicon immediately and permanently and never left.
I got a donut for you, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does she?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Can't say. She doesn't have a dozen of them, though.
Please don't. Please don't. All right, Dave, who's Dave. Your pick for fast food?
All right, here's my choice.
Well, hello, Mr. D again. Our subject, Value Express combos at the Rack's drive-thru. These tasty delights are priced in low, even dollar amounts, so there's no change. That's just grand, because Mr. Delicious just had some rather delicate surgery. If there's no change, he doesn't have to squirm so much to put it back in his pocket, now does he? He just grabs his combo and drives ever so slowly over the speed bump. Tickety-dee.
That's right. That's Mr. D, a.k.a. Mr. Delicious from the Rax food chain that basically went out of business because they introduced Mr. D, the most disturbing mascot ever. They're talking about going through the drive-thru after his vasectomy operation.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my picks aren't exactly, I want to win this draft. They're, I enjoy this thing that happened in the universe and I present it to you. So there were three of these ads on TV and a couple radio ads. I know we've talked about this before in the podcast, but there is a channel dedicated to those. You can go on YouTube and watch them all. I highly recommend it. There is one about possibly him visiting Thailand. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right, let's do honorable mentions.
All right. One for fast food for me is the Burger King King. I know that was not everyone's favorite, but I thought it
backup.
Was pretty funny.
I feel so bad for this dude. What's he supposed to do now?
Yeah, well, and especially since now the Burger King commercials are doing the Domino's things where, like, you've been online saying our food tastes like shit. Well, try it again. We changed some stuff. And one of the reasons they say that people turned on Burger King was that character. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think that was it. I think it's because your burger stays burnt.
I think that campaign would be much better accepted now, today in high meme culture.
Sure. It was. I mean, it's from the 2000s. It's from meme times.
Yeah, but not like now where there's a whole generation that cannot communicate in any other way but besides a meme.
It's true.
Do you remember, and I hope I'm not stepping on any toes in the future picks, but do you remember the Puttermans, the Duracell commercials with the family that were all like plastic masks and they were basically action figures, but like super Uncanny Valley territory? They're very similar. I think Burger King might have been part of the Puttermans and then ascended to the throne through some sort of fast food King Ralph situation.
Right.
Yeah.
I also wanted to shout out Grimace for McDonald's. Idea of having like a dopey purple lump for really no reason.
And originally the villain.
Powered the Mets to a division championship 2 years ago, and we love him for it.
Mm-hmm. It would be the sexy Hamburglar that they tried for a hot second in the teens, but I'm pretty sure they got rid of him before he got near a video camera.
Yeah, he's also ineligible because he was mentioned last time.
Yep.
Very good.
All right, next round is regular / other foods. I am the first picker this time. Credit to this spot for making raisin bread look almost appealing. Clip two.
Remember making toast in a gizmo like this? Maybe you remember Grandma toasting homemade raisin bread loaded with plump raisins, swirled with cinnamon. That sweet aroma wafting through the kitchen. Hepbridge Farm remembers they're making raisin bread like Grandma made. No artificial preservatives. A treat for breakfast, coffee breaks, or midnight munchies. Try Hepbridge Farm raisin bread. You see, Hepbridge Farm remembers.
I mean, this commercial series covered all of Pepperidge Farm's baked products, including breads, featured a New England farmer played by Parker Fennelly, along with occasional appearances by toast-stealing grandchildren or a fat tuxedo cat, and leaned hard on the concept of farm to A&P simplicity. Family Guy's fifth season parody of the spots gave it life for another generation. Gen X mostly made fun of these, but Lord knows we remember them, so I don't know why he has to be from New England, but New England farmer for Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah. I kind of realized late in the game that this is not really a pitch man, so I'm going to take the L on this one, but I'm going to play the clip anyways. This is like half a pitch man.
You tried these new berries and cream Starburst?
Pardon me.
What kind of Starburst did you just say?
Berries.
Berries? Berries and what else?
And cream.
Oh! Oh! berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
How is he not a pitch man? He is eligible.
That's a pitch man.
Okay, he seemed more like he was part of the universe, part of the scene that's happening, more so than selling the product. He's discovering it. That's why I was sort of like, is he really pitching it, or is he just like adding to the marketing value of this scenario?
Right, but what do I call him? Berries and cream lunatic?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with this being a spokesperson.
Yeah. He's the lad. He's the berries and cream lad.
He's a little lad.
You have to watch it for his dance as well.
Yeah, good.
And he is quite the dandy. He's dressed up like a, I don't know, Shakespearean era dandy, mm-hmm. I'm going to say.
I think that's a Tim and Eric spot. I know they directed a bunch, wrote and directed a bunch, and I believe that's one of theirs.
Totally tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're accepting that as a pitch man, I'm happy to throw that in.
Mm-hmm. Oldie but a goodie definitely was a meme for years afterwards before we were even calling things that. Jamie Lee Curtis for Activia, the yogurt that makes you poop.
Yep.
Really, I think, defined her brand as the weirdo celebrity who will just do stuff and doesn't give a fuck. And I believed every time I saw one of those commercials, she believed in that product.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what a great thing to have as an actor, that people accept you for selling out.
Yeah.
That you now have a blank check to do whatever to make you a little extra cash on
the
side. It is sort of what everybody in the 80s and 90s wished they could do and had to sneak off to Japan to do.
Yep.
Activia.
Today, anything goes. Like mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis after she's had some Activia. Hey.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Well played.
I have runners up.
I do also. I just have one. Frank Perdue is back. It did take a tough man to make a tender chicken, or so I was told. He always seemed pretty authoritative, but also welcoming and friendly, and seemed to really care about his poultry. So that was mine. That was my backup.
My backups were Donald Sutherland for Simply Orange, Orange Juice. It's only a voiceover, but he, you know, did it in his classic style, really made you crave the drink. And of course, for M&Ms themselves.
Sure. All right. Now it's time for insurance. This might be a hotly contested / big overlap section. We'll see, I guess. Dave, start us off. Insurance pitch man.
All right. I don't have a clip for this one. And it's not the greatest insurance, but I always just was sort of puzzled by their choice to put Snoopy in MetLife ads to sell insurance. Like,
oh, yeah.
Where are the kids that need coverage for, I don't know, playground injuries? Like, what's going on here? And I realize it's a nostalgia play, but we're not that far off the peak Peanuts period here. Like, this is 80s ads. Is when they started, and they ran for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have worked because it was their campaign for almost 2 decades or maybe even more than 2 decades.
Yeah.
But I was just always confounded by it. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Speaking of hotly contested, I can't believe he's available. And I can't believe he didn't come up when we did this before, but it's going to be mayhem. Sorry. I go with good old Dean Winters, who's, I mean, speaking of long running campaigns, this one, it's got to be at least 10 years. I feel like he was doing these ads when 30 Rock was still on.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him. He's very funny and very memorable.
Mine is a classic, and I can't believe I didn't pick him the last time, but I didn't. And I'm glad nobody else picked him now. Clip 3.
50 on my horse, that hot.
Right there. Nice.
Losing feeling in my toes. Nothing beats that new car smell. Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Nationwide is on your side.
Victor, you will be mine.
I can't believe this only premiered in 2015. It feels like it's always been with us. Mm-hmm. Like it's never been possible to eat a parm of any kind without singing to it first.
Yep.
The evolution of this campaign kind of undercut my love for it. Like I don't need to see him writing songs with Brad Paisley, but this spot is iconic. Manning the Elder is a perfect everyman celeb spokesperson for this jingle, which is called Jingle. And that is my pick.
That's great.
Yep. Good one.
My runner-up is from the e-surance ad where one old lady is showing another her vacation pics by putting them up on her wall. This is when Facebook was still a novelty. And Mary Louise Burke, her friend from the movie Series 7, Weirdly Hard to Find, is telling her, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. It's the not, that's not how any of this works lady is my runner-up.
Love it. My alt for insurance was the Liberty Bibberty actor. That spot has been evolving, I guess. I was afraid somebody else was going to pick Peyton Manning, so I sort of fleshed this out a little more. I have to give credit to Liberty Mutual. I have bitched on this very podcast about their old set of ads and how like smug and annoying they were. But when they started these new ones with like people getting attacked by seagulls, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a good person, but I still laugh at that. And this actor's, am I right, dude? His name is Tanner Novlin. He plays Dr. Finn Finnegan on The Bold and the Beautiful, apparently. Sure. So that gives it another layer to me. And his rendition of line and the off-screen director's just utter despair by like the third spot in the series. It's gold, Jerry's. I think he's great. So credit to them. But I had to go with my man, Peyton. And that is it for me on alts. I think we're back to Tara for home, which can mean kind of a lot. Decor, cleaning, ring cam. I don't know which direction you went. So Tara, what you got?
It's going to be the hot ass of Mr. Mariska Hargitay, Peter Herman, in a series of ads for Persil laundry detergent. I mean, I know he's not a household name, like he's famous to people who have watched SVU because he plays a defense attorney and has been in like dozens and dozens, if not possibly hundreds at this point, of episodes. But he's just like playing a guy cleaning stuff with Persil, and he's very dry, but very handsome. Didn't make me switch brands, but I do remember the ads. So Peter Herman for Persil. Sarah.
Well played. I went with the scrubbing bubbles of Dow bathroom cleaner. They did make it look super cinchy to just clean the bathroom by spraying something, leaving the room and doing fuck all else. That might have been thanks to kid forward animation. Little trivia, the lead bubble used to be voiced by Paul Winchell, who also voiced Tigger, but they come as a group. That's their power, scrubbing bubbles of Dow bathroom cleaner.
He got his when Khan stuck that thing in his ear. All right, here's mine.
Hi. I'm Eric Roberts. Every day I wake up and I count my blessings for four things: my wife, my kids, my career, and my horse. And now I add American Standard walk-in tubs to that list. It's that awesome. My physical independence means everything. With an American Standard walk-in tub, I know that I can keep that independence as long as possible. If you suffer from soreness or even mobility issues, I suggest you get yourself an American Standard walk-in tub.
So let's contrast Eric Roberts with Jamie Lee Curtis. Nobody wants to see Eric Roberts trying to sell you something where you're naked.
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, boy.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
Pitchman for a 2 o'clock in the morning on basic cable ad. That was for American Standard walk-in tubs. And that was maybe my favorite discovery of this process for this episode.
Wow.
Yikers. All right, let me go into my runners up, my honorable mentions. The first one comes from Lev Schreiber for Mattress Firm. And let's listen to a little bit of that.
We've got a problem, America. Junk sleep. It's what you get from a bed that isn't right for you. Keep calling Kevin Keith, junk sleep. Left your laptop on the bus, junk sleep.
And the whole thing shot very surreally. There's a bed on the back of a pickup truck going down a sort of Matthew McConaughey talking about his Lincoln scene.
Oh, my God, with the lizard.
There is a wolf in the middle of the street. When he says you left your laptop on the bus, it's actually on the roof of the bus, like just very sort of lucid dreaming kind of scenarios. And there's a few of them, and they're actually made really well in service of a mob front company. Let's be honest, all mattress things are mob fronts. But really reminded me of this.
This country's taken some hits lately. But when we get hit and are down, we don't stay down. We get up and we hit back with our fists or our nunchucks. And then, when we're done hitting and we're tired, because nunchucking can wear a guy out, we sit down on a couch, an American couch, a Couch Town couch.
Damn.
With recent Tiny Cannon celebrity Stacey Keats.
Indeed.
Yep. Oh, fantastic. Tara, you have alts for this one?
I do. I know we've talked about the commercial before, but again, I was surprised she wasn't on the list from when we did this last time. It's the Start the Car Lady for IKEA when she looks at her receipt, realizes how cheap everything is, and is like screaming, "Start the car!" because she thinks she's going to get stopped on her way out of the store.
I don't think that's an American commercial.
May not be.
No.
And I'm also going to go with Scrooge for Canadian Tire.
Oh, my God, Scrooge.
This was a series of ads. They started at Christmas. And Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, like Scrooge was just in the ads for the rest of the year. Because
really?
He was just, I don't know. I can't remember.
You're like, guys, it's May.
Because it was like Santa and Scrooge. And the premise being Scrooge is going to tell you to shop at Canadian Tire because everything is cheaper. Yeah. But the only reason it's Scrooge is because Sandy McTyre, the mascot for Canadian Tire, for whom we named our dog, Sandy McTyre, was not in TV ads, as I recall.
No.
Just on the Canadian Tire money.
Even then, they're like, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't put the thrifty Scotsman up on the big screen. We'll just keep him on the money.
Sure. Sarah.
My alts were, of course, Mr. Whipple for Charmin.
Sure.
Not that anyone liked him, but people remember him. Mm-hmm. So-called epidemic of people squeezing toilet paper in the supermarket. Again, not really a thing until the ads told us it was. Mm-hmm. And of course, Morris the Cat, whose Wikipedia entry is like longer than some soap operas. It's really wild. Those ads were annoying, but they were iconic.
Late entry, Gordon Jump as the Maytag repairman number 2.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good choice. All right, our next round is away, in contrast to home. That can mean a lot of things. It could mean like, come visit wild, wonderful West Virginia. It could be travel, airlines, so on and so forth. I'm glad I get to pick first this round because God forbid anyone step on my Garden State shit. Dave, clip 4, please.
Wherever I go, people ask me what a New Jersey vacation is like. Well, wow. Long white beaches, surf fishing, all sorts of entertainment, amusements in the sun. It's America's heritage, canoeing and camping in the mountains. In fact, it's so many different things that we think of it as a vacation in America the Beautiful. Only smaller. New Jersey and you. Perfect together.
Wowie,
if
that
the
accent.
State's so small, Tom Kane Sr., why can't anybody seem to locate your fucking kid? Oh my God. I had completely forgotten that there were other famosos in this series of spots. There was one with Bill Cosby, but they also got Brooke Shields to do one while she was at Princeton. But part of the reason it's so iconic, at least to a native Jerseyan, is that Kane Sr. sounds like the Pepperidge Farm guy.
Yeah, he does.
Why do you have that accent? And wherever you go, people are really asking you about Jersey travel. I don't really feel that's true, but this is like a top 100 all-time tagline. Certainly, I'm not sure it worked, but that's my pick. Regardless, Dave, what do you have for away?
All right. I think self-aware William Shatner is about 5% as fun as non-self-aware William Shatner. However, I'm going to put in a pitch for him in the Priceline ads, not for the Priceline ads, not for his performance in the Priceline ads, but for the weird lore-heavy transition they did when they decided to phase out William Shatner and bring in Kaley Cuoco as the new millennial favorite spokesperson. And they did this like long series of ads where there's this slow transition where she takes over, including an ad where, as a child, he dumps her off at an Asian monastery to learn the value of saving a dollar or whatever it is for 20 years. And then he just comes back.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Holy
also,
shit.
Also, those transitional ads featured him throwing her boyfriend out of a high-rise hotel window. So there's lots of weird shit happening. There's some really great edits of that particular one, because in the original one, he falls down into like an infinity pool at the bottom. but in the edits, I don't know where they got it from. There's footage of him just splatting and blood going everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just like the thought process, the planning that went into that, I was impressed by. Not necessarily the content of the commercials, but I did appreciate that if you're going to change it up, it's sort of like when a TV show gets the chance to say goodbye with a movie after being canceled. It's sort of like that. I appreciate it.
This is another one where it's like, this is not a pick of something I like. It's just something that I think was effective. And that's going to be Kathy Lee Gifford for Carnival Cruise Lines, starting in the mid-80s, singing If They Could See Me Now, gambling all over a ship here and there. Those ads were super earwormy. People were still making fun of them, like in South Park times, which was over a decade later. Yeah. Like this, they had an impact. And, you know, Kathy Lee Gifford might not be for any of us on this panel, but for people who want to take Carnival Cruise Lines, she's fucking it. Yep. So credit to them for tapping her for that.
Wow. I have a couple of alts. Penelope Cruz for Emirates Airlines. In the main, no thanks, unless I get to sit next to her. She seems very soothing.
I had Jennifer Aniston also for Emirates for the same reason. I have flown Emirates brag when I went to my visit my
That's
parents
right.
in Karachi when they lived there. And I, you know, bought my ticket and they had a million points on there. So they upgraded me to business class. And it's if that's business and there's another level above that, I cannot imagine what it's like to fly first in Emirates because business was pretty nice. But anyway,
be a very good blowjob.
It better be.
You're actually flying the plane.
Yep.
All right. I believe we're starting with Dave for our next round, which is soft drinks. So anything that's not boozy. Let's see what you got, Dave.
Try some new Minute Maid orange tangerine. It's got calcium.
Then I'm not drinking it.
Oh, no, it's sweet. You'll like it.
I don't believe you.
Well, then who would you believe?
I don't know. Robert Loggia. Whoa, Robert Loggia.
Billy, your mother's right. New Minute Maid orange tangerine tastes great. It's got as much calcium as milk.
If you say so, Mr. Loggia.
Yeah.
This is great.
Enjoy your breakfast.
New Minute Maid orange tangerine with calcium.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Loggia.
I can't believe that existed. I don't know. Robert Loggia said no kid ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is exactly the kind of advertising that would have worked on me.
Yeah,
just nonsensical shit happening. I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't try to sell me on the benefits of your product. Just throw at somebody weird. Done.
Yeah, I guess orange juice is a soft. I mean, when I see soft drinks, I was just thinking pop.
So. Well, I was thinking not hard. That's all I was
sure.
Thinking.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. Orange is a soft drink, but that's why I had Donald Sutherland up in food / regular instead of soft drinks. But right. Yes, good pick. I'm going to go with Justin Guarini playing Lil Sweet for Diet Dr. Peppers. Just a little guy with a lot of hair running around. It's the sweet one, singing very high falsetto. A series of ads that went on for a while. And he, again, you love a star who knows their place in the firmament of fame. And he did. And he threw himself into these. There was no wink. They were just like cute and funny and memorable. So love that guy. Sarah.
Oh my God. Best. I am shocked that no one took this off the board, but I'll do it now. This ad is a little longer than I remembered, so I cut it down. But where we come in, an archivist surrounded by Alexander Hamiltoniana has just peanut buttered his bread very generously and stuffed half the sandwich in his mouth at once when clip 5.
And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one. Who shot Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel? All right, let's go to the phones and see who's out there.
Hello?
Hello, for $10,000, who shot...
Alan Blair.
Excuse me?
Alan Blair. Hold on, let me get some milk. No!
I'm afraid your time is almost up.
Alan Blair!
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Got milk.
It's the last plaintiff makes it a legend. Horror movie hates that guy, Sean Whalen, directed by Michael Bay, the archivist for milk. Legend.
my runners up, Michael J. Fox for Diet Pepsi. He made so many of those ads in the 80s and early 90s and was just his charming self in all of them, brought a very funny energy, really committed to the performance always. And also for Pepsi, even though I am a Coke guy, it's going to be the Coke guy who sneaks a Pepsi in the 1996 ad. And he's caught on like surveillance camera in a convenience store. He's delivering Coke, but then they show him sneaking.
Isn't that Chris Farley's brother?
No, it's some other guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not.
Isn't there ones with Chris Farley's brother?
Maybe, but this one is a different. Hey, it's that guy. So, yeah.
Mine is from Folgers.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to call the garage, Mrs. Olson.
Oh, thank you so much. I hate to be such a bother.
No bother at all.
Well, while we're all waiting, I'll make some coffee.
Don't you think she's got enough trouble?
Oh, I wish I could make coffee he likes.
I find you have to start with the right coffee, so I always use Folgers.
All coffee's the same, Mrs. Olson.
Oh, no, no. Different coffees taste different, and I think Folgers tastes best.
Why is Folgers so different?
It's specially blended.
Joe ought to like this. What's Mountain Grown?
Mountain Grown's the richest coffee there is. Try some.
Hey, that great smell coming from your coffee pot?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's good coffee. There's one more problem.
Oh.
We're going to have to get a bigger pot.
Get Folgers, Mountain Grown coffee. You'll like the flavor.
All right. Husband, giant asshole. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree.
Yes.
But here is the part that makes it okay for all of us to listen to. Can you identify who that actor is? Here's a little more of his voice.
That's good coffee. There's one more problem.
Oh.
We're going to have to get a bigger pot.
All right. You don't like him. He's from a TV show that was covered on television without pity.
Oh.
Any ideas here? Played a father. That's Mr. Stephen Collins as the
what?
Asshole
oh.
husband.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Rev Cam.
Yeah. Mrs. Olson was in 10,000 Folgers commercials from the 70s through the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was basically like a coffee marriage counselor.
Did they end up fucking in any of them?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. I also had a coffee as a backup, and fucking was implied. R.I.P. Anthony Stewart Head and that lady for Taster's mm-hmm. Choice.
Yep.
The spot I thought about clipping before I was like, oh no, I have to do Got Milk. She's like, would you like to come in for coffee? And it's like, for coffee? Lady, it's Giles.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I also had Donald Sutherland just being extremely invested in and gleeful about oranges. And I had him here.
Yeah.
Time to upgrade the proof with hard drinks. That's booze. We're back to Tara for the first pick here.
Well, long before Mr. Belvedere was a thing, long before I knew anyone who had anything to do with baseball, I knew who Bob Uecker was from his ads yes. for Miller Lite. Tastes great, less filling. He did so many of them. I certainly never realized he had not ever, like, he wasn't originally an actor, because he's got a lot of personality and made those. That campaign is one of the, you know, millions of actors who went through it because they did that for years. But he's the one that I associate with them the most.
I have a friend who works for the Brewers, their away team.
Mm-hmm.
I get all the Brewers-iana. So I have like 4 Bob Uecker bobbleheads. I have a Bob Uecker magic 8-ball. I have an umbrella. I regret nothing. Just a bit outside. That pick is a huge winner for this round, I think. I went with Colin Jost and the father-son oranges for Blue Moon.
Okay.
I don't know if this totally translates to the, you know, famously visual medium of podcasting, but he gets served a Blue Moon. It comes with an orange slice. Here's what happens. Clip 6.
Wow, that is a delicious looking orange slice.
Thank you. That's actually my son's slice. Proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sorry. This is a slice of your son?
Look, it's an honor to be chosen for a Blue Moon.
Well, if it's an honor.
Yeah.
No! Just kidding.
That was a really good one.
The larger one is the dad.
Like, he bites into the orange slice. They shriek. And then the bartender comes back over and is like, cut to the oranges. They're no longer sentient. And she's like, eh? And his guileless grin as he, quote, explains, the larger one is the dad. This ad airs at least once during every live sporting event and has for a year and a half. We will laugh at it every time, including when we're like down the street at the local, like playing cards with our friend Rich, and it comes on mute. I will still laugh at it. I'm like, the larger one's the dad. Hat tip to the agency that actually made me like Colin Jost for 30 seconds in a row.
Damn.
Fucking A. Dave.
We were talking earlier about celebrities that sneaked off to Japan to shoot a bunch of high profile commercials back in the day where you couldn't be a movie star and sell stuff domestically without hurting your reputation. Tara said that's no longer the case, and she is correct. This one starring Harrison Ford, who was one of those guys.
Whoa.
Hey, Darren, can you hear me? It's Harrison. I'm going to Scotland.
Okay, how come?
I was meditating.
You meditate?
There's a lot about me you don't know. So I saw it. A castle. I lived in a castle. And there was this warm fire and a cozy chair. And it was nice. So that's it. I'm going to Scotland. But I'm not doing all that action man shit that they want. But I will sit by the fire and drink amazing smooth Glenmorangie single malt whiskey. Relaxed. Happy.
Great.
The real me.
Mm-hmm. What is the real you?
A ray of sunshine.
Harrison, the real you is grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. Make some calls. Give me a castle.
It's pretty funny.
I never heard that one, and that's really wonderful.
Yeah. So Harrison Ford, he's back doing ads for whiskey.
Nice.
I love it. Tara, any alts for booze?
Of course. Another one we recently talked about in an extra credit when we looked at a bunch of his old commercials. Chris Maloney and his dog for Stroh's Light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Bartles and James for Bartles
yes,
and James.
That was my alt too. Thank you for your support.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Probably a bad call to go straight from drinking to cars, but yeah. It is what it is. We open in this spot on a man passed out in his Barca lounger, and his Australian shepherd shoves him out the front door and into local traffic. He's still sleeping, the thing's on wheels. And cue the Vince Guaraldi trio accompanying their death-defying journey, clip 7.
Dogs love trucks.
They get to the local Nissan dealership. The human wakes up, buys a Nissan Frontier, and drives himself and his hound home, I guess. On the way, he passes over a manhole, and afterwards, who pops out but a little Japanese man and his Jack Russell Terrier to say, dogs love trucks. There's something about the delivery of that is lodged in my brain for years. This is Dale Ishimoto, who is a journeyman actor who was in that Twilight Zone episode, A Quality of Mercy with Nimoy, that we watched for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
On a previous episode, it really has just stuck with me all these years. The randomness of this little man and even littler dog burbling in the foreground of ads for truck models that were supposed to be marketed in this new iteration of them as like bigger and tougher and Ford F-450-er than previous Nissan models. Dogs do love trucks. It's true. And when I'm talking about what dogs love, I have to deliver it in that fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It always stuck with me. Dave.
Has anybody had a pick, their first pick being picked before yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm a little worried this one was one of them, and so I'm glad I'm going before Tara. Maybe not, but we'll see. But as soon as I heard car spokesman, it had to be this.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova. I could ask for nothing beyond the quality of Cordova's workmanship, the tastefulness of its appearance. I request nothing beyond the thickly cushioned luxury of seats available even in soft Corinthian leather. Yet it is on the highway where Cordoba best answers my demands. I have much more in this small Chrysler than great comfort at a most pleasant price. I have great confidence, for which there can be no price. In Cordoba, I have what I need.
Ricardo Montalban for Chrysler Cordoba.
I'll say.
He refers to it, and it is at the end, title card thing there, the small Chrysler. It is the size of three cars today. It is so big.
Of course.
I don't know what the extra large Chrysler is happening here. Is it the size of a yacht? I don't know. But this car is fucking huge.
Yeah.
And it's the small Chrysler. But I don't know. You just can't beat that Ricardo Montalban very serious line delivery. Just fantastic. And of course, you know, rich Corinthian leather, a punchline for years and years.
Totally.
Yeah.
I wavered on this one because, you know, this is not exactly a pitchman in that the character that I'm referring to cannot talk. But if Budweiser, Clydesdales, and Coca-Cola polar bears were eligible the first time, I feel like the funny sheep from the 2022 Volkswagen Tiguan ad is eligible as well. I'm putting the link in the show notes. There's nothing to really clip because it's just set to make your own kind of music. But this is the ad where a couple of guys are out for a drive. They stop at like a rest area next to a sheep grazing in a meadow. And one of the sheep looks at their car and is drawn to it and like hops in, and they've driven on to like their next stop before they realize the sheep got in the back of the car. And then the rest of the commercial is just these two guys treating their sheep like a dog, like taking it for walks, giving it a bath. Like, it's so cute. This sheep has a ton of personality, and I love him or her.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have alts for this round, so Tara, do you want to tell us any of your backups before we move on to the last round of picking?
I almost went with a full Volkswagen slate because I had Tony Hale for Volkswagen in the Mr. Roboto spot that we talked about also very recently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two guys in the da-da-da commercial where they get a car, a chair from the side of the road. But I also had Joe Isuzu, obviously for Isuzu, mm-hmm. another long-running one that was pretty funny. And of course, our friend John Hamm for our not-friend car, Mercedes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're almost at the end, folks. Dave, you lead us off for drugs and drugstore products.
All right. I think, Sarah, you'll enjoy this one.
Hey, you get a tough case of athlete's foot. The itching, the cracking, the burning. You want a medicine that acts tough. Boom, Tough Actin, Tenactin. Clinically proven Tenactin cures even tough cases of athlete's foot fungus. Get Tough Actin, Tenactin.
There was a time where there were at least three major brands competing for your mind for athlete's foot spray in the 80s. And this one is Tough Actin, Tenactin with their spokesperson, John Madden, mm-hmm. which seemed just kind of perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to pick one, it would be Tenactin.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I went with a product that I love. I won't say I look forward to getting a cold because, of course, I don't. But as soon as I feel the slightest like tickle in my throat or like two sneezes in a day, I'm like, I am pounding NyQuil like nobody's business. This is a product I believe in 1,000,000% as someone who often has a hard time falling asleep. And by the way, listeners, if you have any recommendations for which melatonin I should try that actually works, please let me know, because I've been taking it for about a month and I don't think it does anything. But anyway, there's one NyQuil spot that features as its very snotty, phlegmy victim of a cold, a pre-fame Nathan Lane. And therefore, our beloved Nathan Lane is my pick for NyQuil. Sarah.
All right. It's the last pick of this commercial pitchman draft. And I think that my choice is appropriate. I had completely forgotten what brand this was for or who was even doing the doubling. So I got a nice surprise in clip 8.
When I first tried Fabergé Organics shampoo with pure wheat germ oil and honey, it was so good I told two friends about it. And they told two friends. And so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original Fabergé Organic.
I mean, the poreless skin, the glorious 80s coif, the whole thing is peerless. And it really is a great, like, iconic tagline, but I completely had forgotten that it was her. So Heather Locklear for Fabergé Organics, LOL. Like, I'm sure it was all, you know, PBs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got alts for drugs and drugstore?
Well, they're drugstore products, and they are of a piece. It's going to be Katherine Heigl for Poise and Lisa Rinna for Depends, both of these for bladder control products for women that are, I think, trying to make them seem a little more glam. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Why not? People have problems. There's no point being ashamed about natural physical processes. Everyone ages. No one gets to maintain their bladder control forever. And I kind of admire both of these famously tempestuous ladies lending their star power to products that are for if you have problems holding in your pee.
Did I do Digger the last time? Is he uneligible?
I don't remember.
The guy that lives under your toenail and turns it into fungusy goo, he lifts it up in the commercial. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Not on the list. Now
yeah, no, he's not on our list.
Anti-pick, but he's definitely effective. I remember him at the very least. Mm-hmm. And the other one I'm going to pick is the Nasonex B.
Oh,
I want
yes.
to make love to you. Show me your donut.
I have Shaquille O'Neal for Gold Bond Spray. Hmm. His little shimmy is very convincing. He is overexposed of late, but I was convinced that he looks forward to using Gold Bond.
Is that where that comes from? The meme where he's doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that concludes the second commercial pitch band draft. There's still a ton of stuff out there. We can do this again in another 6 years and a question mark. But I will put together a poll with all of our lists. You can vote on who won, and then perhaps the winner can receive a steel meal for future game time play. Let us know what you think. I'll have all the lists on Discord and a link to a straw poll.
All right, let's quickly do our plug. Sarah D. Bunting, what do you got to plug?
I am thrilled that my so-called life has joined the Again With This family. If you haven't gotten around to listening or bumping up your pledge to listen, you should join us at againwiththispodcast.com/club. We'll be recapping this one season wonder, hopefully with greater and greater frequency. We are having a time. againwiththispodcast.com/club to join us.
Yes, and I will add, if revisiting my so-called life has thrown you into deep nostalgia for the 1990s, why not check out our sister podcast, Listen to Sassy? That is where Dave and I and our friend Pamela Ribbon are going in depth on every issue of the late 80s, early 90s teen magazine Sassy. And if you join us on the Listen to Sassy Club, you can get downloadable PDFs of every single issue as we talk about it, every single page, including all the ads. So it's probably the best $5 you can spend. ListenToSassy.com/club.
It is time for the Tiny Cannon. Usually the Tiny Cannon is in extra, extra hot grape, but we're breaking it out for this very special commercial-themed episode I am presenting. This is a higher level of difficulty for the Tiny Cannon. Tiny Cannons, in this case, would usually be the Tiny Commercial Cannon. But today I am bringing you the Tiny Catchy Commercial Jingle with Punchable Child Cannon. I'm going to play you a breakfast food commercial from my youth in Canada. It stars Timmy, a little fuck. The jingle is not only catchy in the extreme, it is also a directive to you and therefore will beg to be used in your lexicon for years to come.
I would say it's more of a threat.
Okay, that's fair. Also, you'll want to punch Timmy a lot. So for this candy, you have to buy that both the jingle is catchy and the kid must be punched in the face. Both of those things have to happen in order for your yes vote. Let's have a listen.
Ready to serve, Quaker oatmeal comes in flavors so good that you know what we're going to do, Timmy?
What?
We're going to make a
hot cereal lover.
Out of
me? Out of
here?
With apples and cinnamon.
Apples and cinnamon?
Raisins and flour.
Raisin?
Maple and brown sugar. And everything nice.
All right. I would say that jingle is extremely catchy. And the precocious kid there, Timmy, is definitely asking to be punched in the face every time with every cloying word that comes out of his mouth. Apple cinnamon. says Sylvester the cat. Raisins! Like the president of the Raisins Growers Association of Canada. Mm-hmm. And at the end, you did it! Like kids watching you struggle for 2 hours clearing World 1-1 and Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Timmy. This ad is a curious combination of sweet and sour, salty and sweet, or tango and cash. In the end, it is a commercial that insidiously weaves its way into your brain. The question now is, do you have the courage to admit this evil combination of jingle and punchable child creates a compelling hole for the tiny cannon?
Thank you, Dave. What a provocative question. I feel like Sarah should go first because I am unable to be objective on this. This is a jingle that Dave sings a version of around our house. I'm going to say once a week.
We're going to make a blank, blank lover out of you.
That's right. So, Sarah.
Before Sarah starts, I do want to say when I first decided to do this, I forgot how emphatic he was about raisins. So I'm going to just say I'm worried about that part of it, but let's let Sarah have her say.
But that does up the punchability factor. Okay. So that's actually a good thing. I mean, hot cereal lover, it just sounds like some sort of, you know, not to kink shame, but
hot Carl.
And then there's the
adjacent
punchable kid.
Dunkin' Donuts.
But it is, stop defaming donuts, I demand it. It is really catchy. This is absolutely one that my family would have adapted around the house. Like, you know, we're going to make a room cleaner upper out of you or whatever the hell we would sing to the pets. And Timmy's got to fucking go. But then it's like, they do have to be together. Dave is right. Because it's like, you know, you're eating a creamsicle and you're like, I wish it were more cream and less sickle. Mm-hmm. But then it's the tension between the two. It's an extremely catchy jingle. And this child who is courting death every moment that he exists. Excellent presentation. If you'll excuse me, I have to find Timmy and murder him.
Just before Tara goes, I just want to say I'm seriously considering doing a shirt with tiny, tiny, super tiny text that says, stop defaming donuts.
Tara.
So even before this entered my life as a go-to jingle that Dave, as I said, sings often, I remember this product launch in Canada. I think it might not be Canada only just because one of the flavors is honey and graham, which is something I don't remember seeing ever. And I don't remember the box art looking like this either. But I used to make this for myself for breakfast every day as a latchkey kid. My personal resonance with this product is my parents would, my mother, I'll just blame her. She would always buy the variety pack, which came with a bunch of flavors that I didn't like. Apples and cinnamon, raisin and spikes. And there was a different raisin one too, raisin bran. And then when I found out you could buy a box that was only maple and brown sugar, it's like, why are we wasting our time with these other ones?
Don't have to live like this. Peaches and cream? Why?
No, I like peaches and cream. And I remember when they introduced those too. But one of them is regular. It's like, plain? Why are we bothering? Anyway, leaving my own personal trauma aside.
Nothing but oat.
Yes, this jingle rules. And yes, this child has to go. As Sarah said, I put it in exactly those same words in my notes. He's loathsome. There's nothing worse than a precocious child like this in a commercial. But as Sarah said, it's the complement of the great jingle and the terrible child that makes this commercial so memorable.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make this official. Put it to the vote. Sarah D. Bunting, what say you?
First, I have to admit that I'm cracking myself up by thinking to myself, oats, I mean, who cares? Back to the matter at hand. Yes. A vote for this is a vote against Timmy. And that's what America and Canada need right now.
All right. And Tara?
Yes.
All right. So, Quaker Instant Oatmeal, you are hereby inducted into the extra hot, great, tiny, catchy commercial jingle with punchable child cannon.
Yeah.
Did it.
Well, speaking about things you want to punch, you know what time it is?
It's not regulation game time, I believe. Game time.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to non-regulation game time. Speaking of non-regulation game time, we never told the listener about the prize that you got for the last non-regulation game time, which you are, as it happens, currently wearing.
That's true. I'm wearing my Bob Mortimer t-shirt. Bob, where the O is a goofy picture of Bob Mortimer's mug.
Yep.
And this pork pie hat.
Congratulations on your last win.
It's super comfy.
When I folded it, it's very soft.
I got a new policy when it comes to shirts. Mm-hmm. I think I only like Heather shirts.
Yeah.
Because there's something inherently slightly softer about them. Even if it's a black Heather, better than a black shirt.
Because it's a cotton poly. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Enough about that. We're about to see if Dave is going to repeat his victory here in a game about identifying celebrity voices from commercials. Dave is going to play a clip of a celebrity whose voice and name I'm confident you know. These are not all pre-fame commercials for these celebrities, but they are all at least 25 years old, so they've not been in rotation on TV in a while. Some have been lightly edited to isolate the person whose voice you're trying to guess. If you can get the name from just the clip, you get 2 points. If you need a hint, I'll give you a TV show the person starred on, then it's worth one. No free guesses, Sarah. There are 18 clips and a tiebreaker. And once again, if you win, you will get a prize related to a correct answer of my choosing.
Mm. Ooh. All right. Let's go.
Let's throw it to Picky to see who's going first.
We will start with David.
We will start with David. Are you ready to play? Talk isn't cheap.
Yep.
Yes.
Play clip one, please, Dave.
Have you ever borrowed a book from thousands of miles away? Across the country. Just your head. Take next step. Without stopping for directions. Or sent someone a fax. From the beach. You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
I'm going to be so bad at this game because I know the voice and he's somebody really famous, but I can't place it. So I'm just going to play a little bit more of the first part of the clip, see if I can, because the first part, I was like,
Have you ever borrowed a book from thousands of miles away?
Have you ever borrowed a book? I don't know. Is there a hint? I've already forgotten. There's I'm so mad at myself. All right, go.
Well, this person was in a TV show called Magnum P.I.
Oh, fucking hell. See, I knew it and I can't place voices. My brain, no worky. That's Tom Selleck.
That is Tom Selleck. I got this from a compilation of a bunch of those different You Will AT&T ads, and it is kind of crazy that it's from 1993, how many of those predictions are like dead on. Like another spot is like, have you ever put on a movie the second you wanted to watch it? Like it's, you know, stuff like that.
You ever want to dismantle democracy from your couch? AT&T will help you.
Well, listen... Let's not get bogged down in that. I'm going to make a game day switcheroo and have Sarah play clip 8 now.
When I first tried Fabergé Organics shampoo with pure wheat germ oil and honey, it was so good I told 2 friends about it. And they told 2 friends. And so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original Fabergé Organics. It gives me super shine, super body.
And super fresh smelling hair.
Try it, and you'll tell your friends about it. And they'll tell their friends, and so on, and so on. Be sure and get the original Fabergé Organics shampoo and conditioner with pure wheat germ oil and honey.
That stuff did smell really good. Heather Locklear.
It is Heather Locklear. Our shared brain has struck again.
Yes. It giveth, taketh away.
That's the only time. All right, clip 3 is for you, Dave.
Have you seen the Xerox Total Satisfaction
Guarantee? I haven't had the time.
It says, if we're not totally satisfied with every Xerox copy or fax we buy, we tell them and they replace it. 3 years. We decide. Putting it together. Have you seen the Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee?
I haven't had the time. Fuck. I'm going to do that thing I did last time. I can't remember. Okay. I was going to guess. And I apologize if I get the name wrong again. Is this Sterling K. Brown?
This person was in a show called Homicide: Life on the Street.
Okay. Well, I thought there was no guessing, but as Andre Brower.
Oh, right. It's not. You can't get the point, but yes, it is Andre Brower. Clip 4 is for Sarah.
Does your life change once a month because of your period? Still using pads? Let me tell it to you straight. Tampax can change the way you feel about your period. Tampax tampons protect internally, so you feel cleaner. No pad can do that. Feeling cleaner is more comfortable, Plus, more women use Tampax than any other tampon or pad. Now that's something. Remember, there's a feeling with Tampax. It can actually change the way you feel about your period.
That's a lie. Also, I need a hint.
Your hint is Friends.
It's Joey.
Was it, though?
A Joey special is two tampons.
No, Matthew Perry. Just kidding. Is that... Wait, which one was that? Yeah, I don't know. One... Courtney Cox?
That's Courtney Cox.
Oh, phew.
That's kind of a historic one. She was the first person ever to say period in an ad for a period product.
Oh, yeah. Good for her.
Clip five is for Dave.
Yep.
The average person makes 3 New Year's resolutions. Resolutions? Here's one you won't mind keeping. Stouffer's Lean Cuisine. It's not just lean, it's cuisine.
Zero clue. Hit, please.
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, is that Lauren Graham?
That's Lauren Graham for 1 point.
Wow. And US3 ripoff in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel like that little snippet of music got a lot of play in the 90s.
Yeah.
It sure did.
In commercials.
Yep.
I'm still not really sick of it.
No, it's true. Clip six is for Sarah.
Who wants grapefruit juice?
I'll pass.
It's good for you. Try this. Ocean Spray Pink Grapefruit Juice Cocktail. It's tangy, smoother, sweeter.
It's not bitter.
It's Ocean Spray Pink Grapefruit Juice Cocktail.
Oh, my God. Why am I so bad?
Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Please.
Who wants grapefruit juice?
I'll pass.
It's good for you. Try this. Ocean Spray Pink Grapefruit Juice Cocktail. It's tangy, smoother, sweeter.
It's not bitter.
It's Ocean Spray Pink Grapefruit Juice Cocktail.
God damn it. This is... God.
Was that you getting it?
Yeah, it was me finally getting one. That's not my question. Okay.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I need a hint for my question.
This actor was in Sports Night.
Oh, is this Benson? Mr.
Yes.
Robert Guillaume?
Yes, it's Robert Guillaume. Good job. Clip seven is for you, Dave.
Honey, I need these big dobleries, okay?
Excuse me. Can I have some more fresh squeezed oranges?
We have Tropicana Pure Premium.
I believe I was drinking fresh squeeze.
No, it's pure premium.
I think it's fresh squeeze.
Excuse me, this tastes like fresh squeeze.
No, it's pure premium.
Sorry, I got to ask, who am I?
It's the woman.
Okay.
It's, there's a bunch of different guys. You're trying to identify the lady.
Honey, I need these big dobleries, okay?
Excuse me. Can I have some more fresh squeezed oranges?
We have Tropicana Pure Premium.
I believe I was drinking fresh squeeze.
No, it's pure premium.
I think it's fresh squeeze.
Excuse me, this tastes like fresh squeeze.
No, it's pure premium.
Isn't yours fresh squeeze?
I thought that's what I was having, yeah. Can I have some more of this fresh squeezed orange juice?
No, it's pure premium.
Tropicana Pure Premium. You just can't pick a better juice.
Listen up, cunts. It's just from a box.
Dis box.
I have no idea. Can you please?
She was in The Other Two.
Oh, Molly Shannon?
That is Molly Shannon. Good for 1 point.
Wow.
All right, now we're backtracking all the way to the original number two for Sarah, and then we'll have a score break.
Cholesterol levels of many Americans are too high, but for a group of people in New Jersey, cholesterol went down. They joined in a total dietary program to reduce cholesterol. Less fats, lean meats, egg and cheese substitutes, and highly polyunsaturated foods, including Promise margarine. Promise is highly polyunsaturated. The results? Their average cholesterol level went down. Down significantly. And Promise tastes like butter. Promise.
Anybody else here in a polysaturated relationship?
I promise I am.
Oh, stop defaming polyunsaturated relationships. Big Bill Shatner.
That's William Shatner. Good for 2 points. Let's hear the score break.
All right, it's time for the scores. It Is Not Close might be even statistically over by this point. David D. Cole has 3 points. Sarah D. Bunting in the lead with 7. Sarah D. Bunting, do you concur?
I only have me with 6, but...
No, you got 7.
Okay.
Who cares at this point?
Then I concur.
All right, thank you.
Okay, great. Clip 9 is for Dave.
He stood about 5'9" tall, but he was a giant. Billy Thomas. He ran the Boys and Girls Club where I grew up. Now, I know today is different. Young people face problems I never even had to think about. But that's why now we need the Boys and Girls Club. It's a positive place where thousands of people like Billy Thomas help young people succeed. Does it work? It did for me.
Billy!
Support the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Denzel Washington.
Yes! Good job.
Nice.
I found another one where he was promoting like a PSA New York State food stamps from circa. This is from the 90s, but that one was from the 80s, like definitely when he was still on Saying Elsewhere, but it was way too short and very businesslike. Clip 10 is for Sarah.
If you have migraines, you know pain. These things are for real. But you know what? So is this. Excedrin migraine. It starts relieving migraine pain in half an hour. That's not all. Gets rid of the headache, the sensitivity to light and sound, everything. Bottom line is this, Excedrin migraine starts relieving the pain in half an hour. And if you have migraines, you know how fast that is.
Excedrin migraine, the headache medicine.
Oof.
Ugh. I need a hint.
This celebrity endorser was in Mad Men.
Oh my God, that baby voice. Elizabeth Moss?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like pre-West Wing Elizabeth Moss.
Gosh.
Wow.
Whew. Clip 11 is for Dave.
Have you heard about this left brain, right brain stuff? They take this steak. The left brain is supposed to understand that in a balanced varied diet, a lean, trim, 3-ounce portion can easily fit within the leading dietary guidelines. That's logical. The right brain just knows it's good. That's emotional. Nice thing about sirloin. Makes the whole brain happy. Beef. Real food for real people.
James Garner?
Yes!
Wow. Gorgeous.
Clip 12 is for Sarah.
Hey, the new Celica's a talk of the town. In New York, it's almost as popular as I am. Take a look at the glamorous style. And check out the dual-mode four-wheel steering. And listen to the 10-speaker super live sound system. 10! Listen to it! Ah! Who will be the first to take a ride in the new Celica? Wanted. New Celica.
Might be the treatment there, but he sounds like the guy that wants you to leave a message at the Beeparooney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke Perry?
Oh, no, not him. The one we use first. The see ya! That one.
Yeah, he's serving me. It's me, your cousin, Marvin. Mm. Listen to this. I actually need a hint.
College radio guy. I think that was what he was at the name.
Oh, right. The DJ at school. Yeah. Yes,
Oh, yeah.
This person was in Saturday Night Live.
Can I hear just a short snippet again, Dave? Please.
Hey, the new Celica's a talk of the town. In New York, it's almost as popular as I am. Take a look at the glamorous style.
That's enough. It's right or it's not. Eddie Murphy?
It's Eddie Murphy. That was a Japanese-only ad that he did for the Celica.
Sorry that took so long.
Clip 13 is for Dave.
Big news from Brown's Chicken. While we've always cooked our chicken in cholesterol-free cottonseed oil, we now have cholesterol-free batter, too. So our chicken is cooked completely cholesterol-free. And it tastes just as great as always. We figured a lot of people would like our new healthier way of cooking, but quite frankly, the response has been better than we'd anticipated. Brown's Chicken, it tastes better, and it's better for you.
Slightly familiar, but not enough to pin it. So I will ask for a hint, please.
This person was in The Office, American version.
Okay, let me just...
Big news from Brown's Chicken. While we've always cooked our chicken in cholesterol-free...
Steven Carell? Steve Carell?
It is Steve Carell.
Really doesn't sound like him.
No, it's before his vocal cords atrophied.
It was very young.
Yeah.
Clip 14 is for Sarah.
I confess, I don't scrub toilets, but I still want them sparkling. So I use 2,000 flushes. There's chlorine cleaning in every flush for up to 4 months. Honey, I've got better things to do. Why use brushes when there's 2,000 flushes?
I could not agree more. Rue McClanahan.
Correct for 2 points. Clip 15 is for Dave.
This is amazing. I could eat this new Yoplait 150 for any number of reasons. It only has 150 calories, it has no fat, and it tastes better to me than those fat yogurts. But that's not it. I eat it because I want to get in tune with my body. I want to create a balance between good taste and good for you. And I'm going to get into this French leotard.
If you love fruit on the bottom yogurt, but not all the calories, try new Yoplait 150.
These are teeny weeny calories.
You know who loves fruit on the bottom? Dunkin' Donuts guy. 2 points. Give myself 2 points for that. No idea. Clue, please.
This endorser is from The Cosby Show.
Oh. What's her name? Felicia Rashad?
That's correct. Good nice. For 1 point.
Good pull.
Clipsistine is for Sarah.
If you feel alone and empty inside, and if problems are tearing you up and you think there's no one to help, if you're a kid or if you're a parent, get to the phone. Call the Boys Town National Hotline, 1-800-448-3000. Any place, any time, no charge, the Boys Town National Hotline, 1-800-448-3000. There's help.
There's help.
Didn't we just hear them on the New Jersey tourism ad?
This is someone else.
I hope I know who it is. I need to open some distance here, so I'm just going to guess. Henry Winkler?
Dave, do you know?
Nope.
It's Tony Danza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You each have one question left. Let's get those scores.
All right, scores coming at you. Here we go. David T. Cole has 9. Sarah D. Bunting has 11, asterisk, possibly 10, according to Sarah D. Bunting. If there's a near tie, we can reevaluate. But I don't think there will be.
Well, there could, because guess what? Hmm. There are no clues for these last two clips because in both of them, there are 2 celebrity voices. Ooh. You, if you get them both, you get 4 points.
Delicious.
Okay.
So clip 17 is for Dave.
Lucy, let me borrow your shampoo.
What a roommate. Can't you ever buy your own stuff?
Well, Lucy, I'm not exactly dressed to go to the store right now.
How convenient.
Head and shoulders. I know it really works against your dandruff, but what about my gorgeous hair?
Your gorgeous hair will love it. You know, it is the best-selling shampoo in America.
Best-selling dandruff shampoo, you mean?
Best-selling shampoo of any kind. Because it hates your dandruff, but it also loves your hair. I use it regularly.
Well, smells okay. Some kind of lather, too. Know what I think?
You think you look adorable.
Not just that, hon. I think your shampoo did a terrific sexy number on my hair. I love it.
I'm glad. Now you could buy the Head and Shoulders. We're out.
Okay. Can I borrow some money?
Head and Shoulders hates your dandruff, loves your hair.
That would also have been my reaction.
Fuck me. Oh, God damn it. I can't remember this. Okay. One of them's Penny Marshall.
That's good for 2 points.
And I assume the other one, because I don't know who she is Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot for the fucking life of me remember who that actor's name is.
Okay. That's not her.
Oh, okay.
It's Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, okay. Never would have got that.
Pre-Charlie's Angels.
So, sorry, 2 points?
Yeah, 2 points for Penny Marshall.
Okay, so theoretically, we are tied up / I'm leading by 1.
Oh, my God. Sarah D. Bunting, clip 18 is for you.
To celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Tonight's first destination is Dublin.
If your Dr. Pepper game piece says Dublin, Ireland, you've won a romantic getaway.
If you don't have the luck of the Irish, don't worry. You still have one last chance to find love tonight.
I'll reveal the final destination.
And then she reveals more information that would give it away.
Big metal rod from the truck in front of her smashes through her skull.
I need to hear it again. Sorry.
To celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Tonight's first destination is Dublin.
If your Dr. Pepper game piece says Dublin, Ireland, you've won a romantic getaway.
If you don't have the luck of the Irish, don't worry. You still have one last chance to find love tonight.
I'll reveal the final destination.
The dude is Ian Ziering, I think.
Good for 2 points.
And the lady is... I can't actually pull it. So I'm going to say it's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Tori Spelling? Jenny Garth?
No, it's not a 90210 star. Yeah. It was Jennifer Love Hewitt. This is from when Party in 5 and 90210 were back to back. So they were both promoting together on a night when their shows were on.
At least I knew it was a 3-namer.
Whew.
All right. Let's get the final scores.
All right. We are beyond our threshold margin of error, so I can confidently give you the winner, but not actually the final definitive points. David T. Cole ends with 11. Sarah D. Bunting ends with 13. Sarah D. Bunting, do you concur?
Yes. Let's call it 12 and a half.
Okay. You have to say I concur, or it doesn't. We can't.
Concur.
Thank you.
Good job, Sarah.
Thanks. Fun game.
Sarah.
We have a tiebreaker. It's another one with two stars. So okay. Here's what we'll do. When you have gotten one star, whoever identifies one of the stars first, shout it out.
Oh, okay.
And then the other person gets to have the rest of the clip.
Okay, so your tiebreaker is inherently set up to continue the tie.
No, this is just for, this isn't, I guess.
I know, but yeah. Well, just saying, there might have been a logic flaw here.
Perhaps. Go ahead and play that one.
Here we go.
Well, you seem happy today.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I have the two things that would make any man happy. A gorgeous wife, and I'm smoking a Kent.
Which do you like the best?
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, there's a tough one. You see, for cooking and for...
You seen the other one's Mary Tyler Moore?
You satisfy best.
Yeah.
Hey!
It's bizarre to watch them just like sitting there just blasting cigs, especially her.
Yeah.
It's like when you were a kid, you saw the Flintstones Winston ads. You're like, mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And one of those, like, he's interviewing a doctor who's made a house call to their house. Like, okay. Like, I recommend to clear phlegm. Like, you do?
And furthermore, Fred Flintstone would probably have to smoke a chicken bone.
True.
And the chicken's like, just before he's rendered, he's like, eh, it's a living. Well, guys, that is it for another episode of Extra Hot Great. I feel like I'm having a fever dream for this whole episode. I don't know what's going on. We walked up to the camera and tried to sell you on our commercial pitchman choices before Dave successfully pitched Quaker Instant Oatmeal for the tiny, catchy commercial cannon with punchable child. No, for the tiny, catchy commercial, for the tiny, catchy commercial with punchable child cannon. Tara wrapped it all up with a non-regulation game time won by Sarah D. Bunting. Remember,
we're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and I'm going to make a outro lover out of Tara Arrieta.
Less filling.
And Sarah D. Bunting.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great.
It's the sweet one.
Could you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it.
Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July, and I'll go down on you.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.